This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Chime, that's Weezer. Great tune. And these are, what are we calling these? Appetizer leads? We'll do second entree leads later. I don't know. We did that
the hors d'oeuvre leads?
Yeah.
I don't want to beat down Chime when he's already glowing after that wonderful question and Billy O's support.
Hold on. Bill O'Brien said he's on Chime Island.
I'm on Chime Island.
That's going to be played so many times.
I'm on Chime Island.
And that's the day I left BC as a fan.
I've just been oozing with right. Just joy today.
Yeah, you get the same feeling as when somebody puts a nipple clip on.
Oh. Or brings out a tray of chicken nuggets.
So I was just going to say, the worst appetizer I've ever had, and it's really not close, is Shime's pig in a blanket. That thing.
That's fine. I don't cook. I eat.
That was awful. All right, your lead this morning, Shime?
Yeah, good morning, Greg. So one of the cool things about Drake May starting is that there's hype just beyond what we have in this room or at this station. Even sports books are excited for Drake May to start. Your sports book, Greg, FanDuel, has future props for Drake May for the season long. I don't love them because I look back, Tom Brady played 12 games in that, 2016 season where he was almost the MVP, and his numbers were only like 3,500 yards, I'm saying it like it was easy, 3,500 yards, 28 touchdowns and two interceptions, and like the props they have for Drake May are borderline on that, and I don't think Drake May is going to have that kind of season. It's not going to be MVP level, as much as I love this man. So I don't necessarily love all these props, but I do like some of them. I love the fact that like his Sunday prop for passing yards is 150. Jacoby Brissett was doing that every week. I think Drake May can do that. I love the idea of taking Drake May's over on passing yards this week, and that's what I would recommend. If you like Drake May, if you think he's good, especially after 1 week against the Houston Texans, he looks pretty good. Just bet him every week to play well instead of betting on these futures. They're just not worth it. So I am thrilled to pieces. I'm excited for Drake May, and clearly, Bill O'Brien likes my evaluation as well.
I'm on Shime Island.
I feel very confident. I feel
all
very
right.
good.
Shime, thank you. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning, Greg. So, texting back and forth with our fearless leader, the bland manager last night, and he brought up a great point. He said, you can take it. I said, I'll give you credit. So, what the Patriots are doing this Sunday is the single best way to find out if they have a great quarterback. Because, as you see with the Chiefs, as you saw with Tom, if you have a great quarterback, they transcend the entire organization. So, the team stinks. The offensive line is abysmal. There are no weapons anywhere near that offense. So, if Drake May is successful, you know you have a franchise quarterback. It's not like Tua, where is it Tyreek Hill? Is it Waddle? Is it McDaniel's offense? You have a total moron as your offensive coordinator, and you have no weapons. And so why not try it this way? If Drake May is what Shime thinks he is, he will show it. And if he doesn't, you know you do not have an elite quarterback.
Curtis, thank you very much. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning. I teased it during trending, but the Red Sox have cut ties with some coaches. First base coach, bullpen coach, assistant hitting coach, mental skills coach, and bullpen catcher are
Hold on. They had a mental skills coach?
They sure did. Huh? I think most teams do.
They do?
Yeah.
Okay.
We could use one.
I wonder what that role is.
What's the workout and the mental workout
I never played softball, but it isn't baseball like a mental game. Don't people say
every sport there's right. a mental element to it, but I just
some okay, more than anyway, others.
Go ahead.
They cut ties with a lot of guys, a lot of coaches. And when you look at who they've cut ties with, it is a lot of the places in which we all complained about the Red Sox this past season. So they're trending in the right direction, but there are now reports out that there is a guy that they're interested in reuniting with to add to their coaching staff, and that's Mike Napoli, a guy who was a fan favorite here in Boston for quite some time.
I was thinking about watching him walk through the streets shirtless.
Well, and people loved it.
I'm on your team. I agree 100%.
With a butt in hand.
I'm agreeing with you about the craziness.
Leaving Daisy Buchanan's without his shirt and a cigarette in his mouth. Great. Love it.
A Boston or a Red Sox original. I love Mike Napoli.
I just think that whether it's Craig Breslow, whether it's Alex Cora giving his feedback for this past couple of seasons, or if it's John Henry, Sam Kennedy, these guys understand that they're losing the hope, the faith of the Red Sox fan, and they are looking to add pieces that will add some type of nostalgia that will bring the fans back to a place in which they really loved this franchise. And I'm here for it.
Okay.
If you're willing to cut ties with guys on your coaching staff and bring in people that have been beloved here, then you are trending in the right direction.
Okay.
And I am going to give the Red Sox props if these sources are correct. And this is not a cocoa bomb. There are articles written about the Napoli stuff.
Yeah.
I think that we are trending in the right direction.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you, Courtney.
You're welcome.
Wiggy, good morning.
All right. Good morning. So I'm going to jump on a little Red Sox bandwagon as well. And when you start to, we always ask the question, who's there? Who's close? I think it's very simple when you look at the way everything is starting to play out. And that is the Boston Red Sox right behind the Boston Celtics. Because at the trade deadline, July 31st, the Boston Red Sox were 57-51. So weren't the New York Mets, who now are in the NLCS, and a team that is on the brink of being in the ALCS, the Detroit Tigers, were 52-57. So when you start to look at how things play out in Major League Baseball and we start to figure out, okay, who's the next closest team to winning a championship? It's very simple. All you need to do is look to the world of Major League Baseball and look to the world of the Boston Red Sox. And the Mets didn't make too many crazy moves.
Oh, you don't have to do that much and you're in it.
It's all about making sure the manager can get those guys to play at least close enough to the way that they played in the first half of the season. And then once you get in the playoffs, you're clearly seeing how this thing all shakes out.
All right, Wiggy, thank you very much.
You got it.
Tonight, on a Warner Brothers studio stage in Burbank, California, an idiosyncratic billionaire will take to the stage and unveil a futuristic technology that he says will transform the world.
All right.
That billionaire is none other than Elon Musk. And tonight, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern,
the mountain time?
He will unveil the robo-taxi. Okay?
All right.
No more Lyft, no more Uber, no more yellow taxi. You will be able to get into a vehicle that is driven by no one and go anywhere you want. Would you be confident enough tomorrow, next week, in a month to step into a vehicle that has no driver
and to put your whole entire life in the hands of a robot.
Yes.
You would?
I would.
No?
Have you watched the movie Smart House? Disney Channel original movie.
All right.
You would not do it?
No.
I would.
That is a recipe for a robot to completely just destroy humankind.
I love it. There is no small talk involved. Phenomenal.
Well, I look at it like this. Somebody who lives in the city now, Greg, and takes Ubers. I get in Ubers with some of the worst drivers that are on the face of the earth.
Yeah.
Every time I get in an Uber, you never know what type of driver you're getting.
Right.
And a lot of times, they are horrible.
Obscure reference in the Twitch chat, Total Recall, Johnny Cab.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you'll be able to go wherever you want, and you don't have to talk to anybody. You don't have to interact with anybody. Maybe, would robots be better drivers than assholes are?
Some of them, yes. Some of the Uber drivers, come on. Some of the Uber drivers, you get in, and I'm like, did you just get your license?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wiggy, be honest, and I think you'll agree with me. Every time you're dealing with a bad driver, by the time you pull next to them, you either see they're a rideshare or they're a moron on a phone.
Oh yeah,
those are the only two.
Or they're over the age of 65.
Right,
and I'm like,
but what do the rideshares gain from sticking in the left lane of the highway going the speed limit? Why do they all do it?
Yeah,
I have no idea. But yeah,
would your rideshare? I mean, I'm assuming that Uber and Lyft won't go away. They will just adopt the use of the robo-taxi. And I'm assuming that maybe the price will go down for Uber and Lyft because they don't have to pay human beings.
No way. And are the Uber and Lyft drivers part of a union?
They are trying to be a part of one here.
There's going to be a strike.
But it's who cares?
It'll probably go up.
Just happened with the longshoremen
because of machines.
And speaking
over.
Of getting it for less because it's a computer, not a human. Why is it that you pay the same price to check out your own groceries? That is the dumbest thing in the world.
Yeah, that is stupid. And then they charge you for bags. It's like, wait a second here.
I'm doing your job and I'm paying full price.
Blame Marty Walsh and others for the bag charge. That's something that they put that charge in place.
It's never leaving.
Try to make you stop using plastic bags.
Curtis, a little grocery hack. I mean, I don't use it, but
Tell me you bring your own bag.
No, many people use it. Sometimes when you put the water on the bottom of the carriage, you tend to forget to use the gun.
You should not be.
I'm just saying.
You should not be doing
this. They want you. Listen.
How you are going
cheap
down.
Are you?
Oh, Greg, look in a mirror.
They want you. Hold on.
How cheap are you?
They want you to go through self-checkout. They want you to bag it.
You are now advising people how to steal a pallet of water.
Is it technically stealing when you're working there? How?
That is stealing.
You're working there. You're getting a family discount.
Because you're an employee because you're checking your own stuff out.
You are an employee of the store. So because you are working there, you don't think they get employee discounts all day long? Just a little life half curve.
I love it, Wiggs. I just wrote it down. I have a list of Wiggy recommendations.
Well, I saw it on TikTok. So.
Oh, right. Thanks, Wiggs.
Well, those are finally our leads this morning.
Did you put the water there? Oh, my God.
I've completely forgot about that one.
Silly me.
Good point in Twitch. Yeah. Self-checkout, great for free king crab legs. Jameis Winston, maybe that's what happened with him.
Well, no, there's a difference. You can't stuff them down your pants.
Get him a W.
Yeah. All right. We're going to get to They Said It next, and we will certainly talk about what Aaron Rodgers said yesterday about having absolutely nothing at all to do with the firing of his head coach. Right now, Courtney, and what is trending?
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the 99. Jerod Mayo has made it official when it comes to the QB1 situation on Sunday. He is going with Drake May, and here's what he had to say about breaking the news to both Jacoby and Drake.
Going forward, I think now, you know, Drake gives us the best chance to win now and going forward. He's been getting better every single week. As I said before, at the end of training camp, he actually was trending at a very high rate. And that has continued through the early part of the season. And so, you know, it was solely my decision to make this choice. I had a conversation one-on-one with Jacoby. I had a conversation with Drake. We're all on board. And I would also say Jacoby's a warrior, and he took the news very well, like a professional, like you would expect from a guy like that. So.
And Jabril Peppers has been placed on the commissioner's exempt list. He will not be able to attend practices or games. As Hurricane Milton made landfall last night, the storm ripped the roof off of Tropicana Field. Tropicana had some essential personnel inside, but everyone has been accounted for and is safe. The Bruins have their home opener tonight, puck drop at 7 against the Canadiens.
If you listen to nothing else this morning, be listening at 9:30 because I am giving away a pair of tickets for tonight's game at the Garden.
All right.
Okay.
Very excited.
9:30 this morning. I will tell you to call, and you can be there tonight.
Perfect. And Thursday Night Football, we'll see the Niners at the Seahawks. Kickoff is at 8:15. And head to the 99 restaurant this weekend for a 3-course prime rib dinner. Enjoy a slow-roasted prime rib, 2 sides, and a free 3-course meal upgrade. Available Friday and Saturday after 4 p.m. and all day Sunday and Monday. You got to love the Nines. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. And as we all learned last week, prime rib, short for prime ribeye. 45 degrees and sunny, afternoon high, 58.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.